In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our first reading from the prophet Ezekiel is a long discussion about what is acceptable to God and what claims we can make to God. God makes it quite clear through Ezekiel. It's always important that we remember when the prophet is speaking and speaking a prophecy, those are not his words. Those are the words of God coming through him. So rather than saying Ezekiel's prophecy, it would be better to say the prophecy of God coming through Ezekiel. Just as when we look at the Gospels, it's not Matthew's Gospel. That's a convenient way of saying it. But we have to understand that it is the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. It's Jesus' Gospel. Because no one really cares about what Matthew's gospel would be, because Matthew is not true God and true man. Jesus' gospel. Similarly, no one cares about Father Eric's gospel, nor should they. It's Jesus' gospel. And so on and so forth, whether it be a priest or a deacon or a bishop or a pope, their gospel doesn't matter. Jesus' does. In any case, he talks about, there was a proverb, fathers have eaten green grapes, and thus their children's teeth are an itch. What that means is the kid is paying for the misdeed of the father. Because if you eat immature grapes, they're sour. And so the father eats the sour grapes, and rather than him puckering up, his kids are puckering up. But it says, as I live, says the Lord God, I swear to you that there shall no longer be anyone among you who will repeat this proverb in Israel. What he's talking about is that we are responsible for our own deeds. And then he talks about if a man is virtuous, and he talks about all of the ways in which he can obey the commandments of God. If you do these things, life is going to, you will be blessed. But if you don't do these things, you're going to be damned. And then he goes on to talk about how it doesn't matter what your parents did. What matters is what you do. So if your parents were a sinner and you are upright, you're good. Conversely, if your parents were saints and you fall away from sanctity, you can't get to the gates of heaven and say, well, my mom went to church every day. St. Peter will say to you, big deal. What did you do? Because that's what matters. One of the saddest things is when I have to talk to people. No, it's not that I have to talk to them. It's just it's really sad when someone is a very good, religious, pious, holy in the best sense of the word, person, and their kids go nuts. It's not happy, and oftentimes the parents will blame themselves for that. Well, and usually I say, did you do everything you could to raise your kid in the faith? Yes. Then it's not your problem. But the problem is that even those who are raised in the best possible way can go nuts. So don't take upon. Unless you raise them to be bank robbers, don't take upon your own shoulders your children's sins. Now, certainly pray for them, do penance for them, you do all sorts of things for their conversion. But don't think that it's somehow your fault, because it's not. Unless, of course, you raised your kids to be bank robbers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.